Ready?
Yes.
Two, three, four.
Totally acoustic. A home for an amplified music. Not putting my tongue, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Ooh, Totally Acoustic.
Right, so this song does quite heavily feature some quite intricate continuity for Marvel Comics as well. So if anybody would like further information about... Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, yeah, I know. If anybody would like further information about Black Bolt, that's today. In fact, yeah, Return from the Dead. let's not just go. It's very, very exciting develops in the world of the Inhumans at the moment, I must say. It's all very interesting and exciting. If you'd like further information, do please ask me afterwards. Nothing would make me happy. So this is called Being Happy Doesn't Make You Stupid.
Like Black Bolt with a cob on, you sit there in a soak, while everybody else is down the pub. If you think your time spent better doing research in your room, then you are not Mr. Fantastic, you're Doctor Doom. Well, Victor, just for you, here's a universal truth. Being happy doesn't make you stupid. Being clever shouldn't make you sad. Having fun will never turn you daft. If you think sarcastic sneering is the best way to react to a rotten world, only you understand. If the planet's all that awful, then don't you think you should try and use your mighty powers for good? It doesn't take a cosmic cube to see that what I say is true. Being happy doesn't make you stupid. Being clever shouldn't make you sad. Having fun will never turn you daft. Put this message in a bottle, send that bottle back through time. I know someone who could use this advice. Hey there, emo boy, give us all a smile. Hey there, emo boy, give us all a smile. Hey there, emo boy, give us all a smile. Hey there, emo boy, give us all a smile. Cause being happy doesn't make you stupid. Being clever shouldn't make you sad. Having fun will never turn you down. Trapped inside a prison made of foam. The sound of laughter says we're not alone. We're not alone. Don't be alone. You're not alone. Cause being happy doesn't make you stupid. Being clever shouldn't make you sad. Having fun will never turn you daft.
That's probably the most emo lyric I've ever written in my life. We spent a while I was trapped inside a prison made of bone.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
So I'm going to do a song now from not my current rock opera, which I think we'll do that next.
Okay.
This is from the previous rock opera in which I didn't get to sing this song, but I like
this.
So I'm going to sing
my songs.
I'm going to sing. This is what I'm going to be like on the, when I'm 60 on the revival circuit. Actually, that's probably not going to happen. So this is a song about the value of academic research, because I wrote a rock opera about dinosaurs and robots coming to destroy the Earth, and the day is sad. Spoilers. But the day is saved through good academic research, as it always is. And so this song is about the value of good academic research, and it's called A Little Bit. They had it easy in the Renaissance. They could invent new branches of science over lunch. But nowadays we work more incrementally. No one's naming any new elements after us. We all do a little bit, that's how we do research. There's teams all around the world doing these little bits of work. We only do a little bit, but when you put them in a pot, all these little bits together turn into a lot. know it isn't very glamorous. We won't make a world-shattering breakthrough. We might find an explanation for gravitic oscillation, but I somehow doubt you'll see it on the news. 'Cause we'll do a little bit, and it's a little bit of good, and compared to working for a bank, that little bit's enough. We only do a little bit, but it's always for the best. Every great leap forward needs a lot of little steps. Like the movement of tectonic plates that slowly change the planet, or the tiny grains of sand that swallow cities. Like the mountain moved by raindrops, or the jungle moved by ants. This one. Some people think that they can save the world all by themselves, but all of history's heroes had a little bit of help. Robin Hood had merry men, King Arthur had all of his knights, even Batman had a butler to help him iron his tights. So if you do a little bit, don't leave a little by those who do a lot of nothing. That's in any way worthwhile. Let's all get on with our little bits, and let's take a little pride, knowing we are all a little bit of the future of mankind. So that's I'm hoping that's going to be one of the breakaway pop hits from the forthcoming album. So finishing my cover version, it's always been my motto. This song came up on my pod the other day, and I realised this is a song that I used to do quite often. This is Boo Radley's song. And the last time I did this was supporting Martin Carr when he was doing his Brave Captain gigs, and I came with Princess Charlotte about 8 o'clock and did this song to nobody, and then he came on and did it, frankly, not as good as I was doing. About 2 hours later, it's great to claim. There's no justice.
We've never done this before.
Oh, we haven't, have we?
No. Not even in rehearsal or anything.
So he's not going to be as competent as that last one. Here we go. I must be losing my mind. I keep trying to find a way out, but it's okay, you don't lock the door anymore. And I, you know I never go out. I'm starting to forget things, but it's okay, they weren't essential anyway. Start to think back, I feel like I've spent my whole life just kicking round and not getting in the way. And now maybe I should change, 'cause I'm starting to lose my faith while those around me get beaten down each day. And that was, of course, Wake Up Boo. I'd like to play thinking out. I want the band to listen. A fine day for Satan.
Last time I told a really embarrassing story, that's how they technically stick, so I thought I'd tell another one. I did a fun run on Sunday. You know, people tell you, like, they say, oh yeah, weird things happen when you run, like your nipples start hurting and stuff. And so, yeah, it's all a load of bollocks, that's what really happened. My nipples really, really hurt. They actually bled slightly. And then today, I was late for this, I was running along with my guitar and actually like fell over in the street, got back up, and the embarrassing thing was there was a little pimple up just there. Really got no idea why I told that story. It probably looked really weird from the street because I just ran along, fell over, did a little roll, and then got up again and started running. People might have thought I was doing like some kind of stunt or something. And then I had to stop and inspect my left breast. Right, this is called, anyway, moving on, this is called Caroline, and it's a new song, so we might get it horribly wrong. In fact, can't remember how it goes. Hang on.
Stars will shine as bright.
ever sang a song where you really realise in the middle you really need to burp badly? All the time. I never know what to do. I'm just like trying to sit back.
You just do it.
Yeah. I'm really scared at the end of the song, just like, thank you.
Burp and then glare at the other person's face.
That's what I did.
This is me side.
I shall be farting and burping in this song. I think we're a bit ahead of ourselves. Skin Soda is a new single, but we haven't finished it yet. We've got one before that, I think, which is the first one we played. Anyway, let's stop talking. It's called Little Places, and it's about moving to London from Devon. And then realising Devon's much nicer. No, I love London. It goes like,
hang
on, how's it
start? You can't.
Oh, it's ba-ba-ba, yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I might need to work on this one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thanks, Mark, for having us. and thanks for listening. I'm going to try and play a really, really quiet one now. Might be too quiet, actually. Hope it's alright.
I love this one.
It's called D-Tuning.
Sorry.
is it something else beginning with J? Thanks for having us. No, I won't depress you all. Let's sing a happy song. We're happy. We're happy.
So please welcome somebody I'm sure you've all, surely everyone will know of him, his ways, his means, his music, his talents, his wonderful vocal stylings. Please welcome Mr. David Byers.
Thank you very much for coming. This first song is called Tortoise, and we used to play it, me and Rob, in a band called the New Royal Family, that you might have heard of. And this song I wrote when I was 19, and I wrote it because I read somewhere that you should never have more than one key change in a song. So this has got, I think, four. Let's give it a go. And we haven't played this
since 2010.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I am a tortoise, all on my own, living on a compost heap where I weep. I am a tortoise, don't play with the big boys. I don't like football.
Why?
Because it's crap. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a while I come out with a smile. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a while I'll come out with a smile.
Bang, bang!
I am a tortoise. Not to crack, throw me away, I'll call it back. I am a tortoise, hard on the outside, but underneath I'm all squidgy. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a while I'll come out with a smile. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a while I'll come out with a smile.
Bang, bang!
I am a tortoise, similar to porpoise, except completely different. I am a tortoise, halfway round the bend. I may seem slow, but I win in the end. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a while I'll come out with a smile. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a while I'll come out with a smile. Oh, when things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a little while I'll come out with a smile. When things aren't going well, I curl up in my shell, and after a little while I'll come out with a smile.
Sarah, what is it?
Yeah. This is Sarah on the soul, everybody. You've never heard this before, have you?
No.
Neither's Rob. It's going to be cool. This song was written at the same time as Tortoise, and it's called My Favourite Pop Star, and it was about my favourite pop star at the time. I'm not sure if he's still my favourite pop star. He's my favourite racist pop star. Okay. Oh, and also, can anybody do this?
Yeah.
Right. When I say favourite, if you could do that after favourite before I say pop star, that'd be really cool. Okay. Well, George Terry, ladies and gentlemen. George said she thought it sounded like the Claxons.
Ooh.
It's not that.
I wish I'd never met you, but I'm so glad that I did. You make me feel 16 again, you've gone right to my head. The way you dance, the way you kiss, the way you shake your head, the way you take me to your bed and leave without a care. And you and me, well, we might have been. And yes, I dream that one day we will be again. Once again, I'll see you in your underwear. And if I sound obsessed with you, it's just because I am. My judgment is appalling, true, but I don't give a damn. But it's better for you, that's just the way I am. I can't help how I feel, cause after all, I'm just a man. And you and me, well, we might have been. Yes, I dream that one day we will be again. Oh, the way you treated me was pretty
unfair.
I pray that once again I'll see you in your underwear. Come ride on your bicycle. Do you remember when Marianne and Robin Hood riding through the glen? I know that you've been seeing him. I watch you on the screen. I'm watching you on Facebook, show exactly where you've been. Feel sorry for him, secretly unlike the other scenes. I know you like me best, cause I remember how you scream. And you and me, well, we might have been. And yes, I dream that one day we will be again. All the way you treated me was
plainly unfair.
I pray that once again I'll see you in your underwear. And you and me, well, we might have been. And yes, I dream that one day we will be again.
Unfair.
I pray that once again I'll see you in your underwear.
So yeah, it turned out the bad news was she did prefer the other guy. The good news was, I did get to see her in her underwear. Swings and roundabouts. Next is the grand finale. Everybody's welcome to join in. But everybody who's got an instrument, come over here. And all right, quiet to start with, building up into incredible orgasmic crescendo at the end, yeah? That's the plan.
Once I've seen you play keyboards.
I dream an old barrier began when I was just a boy. A silver dress from stealing sweets to other people's toys. I made facts and jokes, I made mistakes for myself in the unluckiest girl. I've done some foul things in my youth I probably should not share. But the time I shat into a sink when there was no one there. But when I lived in freedom in the public lavatory, I punched a boy in sewing class when I was still at school. And so I got four off the belt, it made me briefly cool. The pets have been on fire, they might make like a big fat liar. But I've never kissed a Tory, that's imaging for me. Although I confess I wasn't a less than little shame on me. Made some lifestyle choices which the Bible made his wise. My slap on drugs was in a land, me daughters had on price. My
Zoe Barnett. And friends.
And that's the end of the Totally Acoustic Summer Special, which took place at a new venue for us, the King and Queens, on Foley Street in that London, where we're hoping to be back later on in the year, hopefully around November time, when we're going to try and start doing monthly Totally Acoustics there. I'm seeing the guy later this week, so news on that as and when it happens. Before then, though, we've got the Totally Acoustic Edinburgh Fringe shows, which are taking place at 6:15pm on the 10th and 17th of August at the Buffs Club. You can find details of that at www.totallyacoustic.com. And if you're coming up, do come and see me and Steve doing Moonhorse at 5 o'clock at the Buffs Club from the 6th to the 20th of August. And the details of that are at www.moonhorse.net. Alright, I think that's that. So thanks very much for listening. Thanks for everybody who came and thanks for everybody who played. That was a really good night. And see you soon.